This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His messengers, His followers, and all the messengers and their followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, as Ramadan approaching us, I thought it will be appropriate for me to remind myself and all of us of a concept that it is important to keep in mind as we approaching the month of Ramadan, a month where there is many opportunities for the believers to come much, much closer to Allah and to receive so many of Allah's bounties and gifts and breaks. The month of mercy, month of rewards, a month where the gates of paradise are widely open and the gates of hell are closed and locked. And that requires from the person to have the attitude of when good is not good enough. When I strive not just to be good, but to be excellent. And this attitude, it should be your attitude in life in general. And many people will have this attitude when it comes to worldly matters, when it comes to money, when it comes to wealth, you know. But also we should have that when it comes to our relationship with Allah, with our relationship with God, when it comes to doing good, and we compete with one another in goodness. You know, we have in our own here community, we have seen people taking opportunity not to just watch and contribute and do good job in helping our brother and sister, for example, in Gaza and what happening in Palestine. But you know what? There is other group, volunteers, put their life in risk and went over there to serve doctors and medical staff who put their life in risk just to help their brothers and sisters over there. That's, you know, going above and beyond what is comfortable, convenient, or obligated. You know, when you go beyond what's obligated, you know, when you go beyond just the 5 daily prayers and you pray extra prayers, beyond the fasting the month of Ramadan, when you fast more, when you recite more of the Quran, when you give more of charity, when you volunteer your service, when you go out of your way just to help others, having the zeal to do more, to work towards high level goals, in all aspects of life, that's when good is not good enough. It's a question, are you striving for good or excellency? When I make the choice between good or great, you know, between just surviving, passing by, or thriving and accelerating. Making a living or making a life. You know, it's about my resume and my what I gain in this life, or it is about what I give and the legacy that I build. That extra mile that you take is so unique. As someone said once, there is no traffic jams on the extra mile. Yani very few people take that steps and go to that extra mile. And we always appreciate such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال فإذا فرغت فانصب. فرغت من إيش؟ فرغت من العبادة والطاعة، كل حياته لله. فانصب يعني اجتهد أكثر في العبادة. Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who his life was completely dedicated to God, to serve Allah and to serve the community and to serve the people. Allah says to him, so when you have finished your duties, then stand up for the worship and do your Lord to your Lord direct your longing. In another word, exhaust yourself in the worship of Allah. Do that extra mile. Take that extra step. That's why when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked how the Prophet sallam salah, قالت وَمَن مِنْكُمْ يُطِيقُ صَلَاةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who among you can pray like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ لَقَدْ كَانَ يَقُومُ اللَّيْلَ حَتَّى تَفَطَّرَ قَدَمَاهُ. He used to pray صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he's the one who all his sin forgiven. He's the one who Allah said he will go to Jannah. He's the one who guaranteed that. None of us guaranteed that. Yet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Aisha described him, she said, you know, he will stand up in prayer till both his feet or legs swelled from the long standing. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, you know, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the person will recite 50 verse, and will finish 50 verse while the Prophet ﷺ making prostrating or making ruku' or bowing, in ruku' and sujood. تقرأ 50 آية والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما زال راكعا. So how long his ruku' is? Bowing and prostrating. 50 verses from the Quran you recite, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم still making sujood. Prostrating before his Lord. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who's a young man, he said, I prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once in the night. قال فأطال القيام حتى هممت بأمر سوء. قيل وما هذا؟ قال أتركه وأخرج من الصلاة. Ibn Mas'ud is a young man. He said, I prayed with the Prophet ﷺ once, and his prayer was so long that I almost did something terrible, awful. He said, what you were about to do? He said, oh, what about just to quit, to leave the salah in the middle, to leave the prayer in the middle? I couldn't, it's too long for me, too hard. Not only in one area, he take that extra mile. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman from Al-Ansar, nasajat lahu thawba. She saw the Prophet ﷺ wearing a clothes. It's not the newest, it's not the most good-looking one. So she decided to make a fresh, beautiful, handmade shirt for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she gave it to the Prophet ﷺ, and Nabi ﷺ was happy with it, that you can tell on his face he was so happy and appreciate the gift. To the extent he went inside, he put it on, and he came out. رؤية الفرح في وجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل البيت ولبس قميصا. Then he come out with this new clothes wearing صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال له رجل من الأنصار اكسنيه يا رسول الله. قال انظرني قليلا. A man from the Ansar said, يا رسول الله, that looks so nice. Would you gift it to me? I'm not talking about a person who has like, you know, 10 extra shirts. That's the only shirt he got. New. He said, hold on. He goes inside. He tells his wife, give me my old shirt. He put it on. He come out and he give it to him. People said to this man, he said, that's not appropriate. You saw how the Prophet was so happy with it. You saw the whole thing in front of your eyes. He said, قَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَدْتُهُ لِأَلْبَسَهُ وَلَا لَبِسْتُهُ. I did not ask for it because I want to wear it or I want to keep it. I only ask for it because I want something that the Prophet ﷺ liked to keep with me so I will put it in my grave. I want to be shrouded in it when I put it in my grave, so when I resurrect in the day of judgment, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will see it and remember me by it. And actually he died and he was buried with that shirt, the man. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي كَفِّهِ غَيْرُ رُوحِهِ لَجَادَ بِهَا فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ سَائِلُهُ تَرَاهُ إِذَا مَا جِئْتَهُ مُتَهَلِّلًا كَأَنَّكَ تُعْطِيهِ وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي هُوَ سَائِلُهُ. The Prophet ﷺ was describing this poetry. He, when you see him so happy as if he's receiving the guest, and in reality you're the one who asking him for the gift. Yani, you see how happy you are when you receive? That's how happy he is when he gives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That extra mile, extra step, that's how our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received these huge amount of war after the war, a lot of rewards. Min ghanaim al-ta'if, Yaqul ibn Hisham, he received about 24,000 يعني cattle. 24,000 between sheep and cows, and 24,000 sheep, 7,000 from the camels, and large number of cows. 24,000 sheep, 7,000 camels, and you know, a large number of cows. If you calculate this in modern days, that's millions of dollars, literally today. You know, or you know, it is a huge amount of money. So, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just received all this. Then in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of a sudden, he said to those who knew Muslim, who just became Muslim, قَالَ يَا عَيَيْنَا خُذْ مِنْهَا مِئَةً. يَا عَيَيْنَا, you take 100 camels. يَا بَسِفْيَانَ, you take 100. You take 100. And he distributed all. Then Hakim ibn Hizam watching, and he said, all this? Then he said, what about you, Ya Hakim? What would you like to have? He said, what would you give me? Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked and said, do you see this valley? He said, yes, filled with sheep. You can't see the end of the sheep. The number of sheep, they're so large. He said, all yours. He came back to his people and said, no. This man cannot be just a man. This man is a prophet. He gives in a manner that he knows he will never be poor. قال إن هذا يعطي عطاء من لا يخشى الفقر. Even though the Prophet ﷺ was not a rich man, that man behind him something more powerful than just a beings, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, يا حكيم يد الله هي العليا ليكن يدك هي العليا فإن اليد العليا خير من السفلى. يا حكيم, always give, always have the upper hand. The upper hand is always better. Hakim said, after that incident, I never ask a human being anything. I always the one who gives. Allah says in the Quran, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا أَيُّ وِجْهَةٍ أَنْتَ أَيُّ وِجْهَةٍ أَنْتَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for each, there is a direction. Which directions you are walking in towards? In which direction you are in? Listen to the next word. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, basically, then he said, so race to all that is good. Are you among the one who took the direction of competing in goodness and taking that extra mile, doing that extra effort? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah the Believers, and the who give what they give while their hearts are fearful, because they will be returned to their Lord. It is those who hasten to good deeds, and they outstrip others therein. And we charge no soul except with that within its capacity. And with us is a record which speaks with truth, and they will not be wronged in the Day of Judgment. That made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the believers afterwards, copy the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول الحسن رضي الله عنه من نافسك في الدنيا فنافسه في الآخرة ومن نافسك في دينك فنافسه. If somebody compete with you in religion, in righteousness, compete with. And if somebody compete with you in the dunya, compete with them in the آخرة. قال وهيب إن استطعت ألا يسبقك إلى الله أحد فافعل. Make sure that there is no one will be ahead of you in the Day of Judgment. Look at your colleagues. If you have one of your colleagues who pray on more, family members, somebody you know, learn more, dedicate more time to the Quran, compete with them. If Allah give you the ability to do so. One of my favorite always, you know, hadith in this regard, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard that the Prophet ﷺ saying, the paradise have 8 gates. And some people will be called from the 8 gates of paradise. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, or Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked, can somebody call from the 8 gates, invited to enter Jannah from the all gates? And every guard of one of these gates will say, come to enter paradise from my gate. What a question. Then the Nabi said, yes, and you will be the one. You will be among those people who will be invited to enter from any gates of paradise, of the paradise. I was wondering, and Abu Bakr knows that he's going to enter from one gate. It's not like a leg from one gate and a hand from one. He's going to enter, he's not going to in and out and in and out. He's going to enter eventually from one. But he's aiming so high. He's taking that extra effort to be called, to excel. Every gate represents a good deeds. And one gate for charity, one gate for fasting, those who excel in this area. He want to excel in all of them, so he will be invited from all 8 gates. Compare this to us. And if I tell you, enter Jannah, ya Sheikh, ya'ani, I don't care, inshallah, ya'ani, min taht al-bab. You know, let me enter Jannah from the window, throw me, slide me underneath the gate. I'm happy, you know, as long as I enter. But that's not how Islam. Islam teaches when you ask Allah paradise, you don't just say, oh Allah, grant me paradise. You say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-firdaws al-a'la. I aim for the highest level in paradise. They say, aim for the moon, because if you miss, you're going to land on one of the stars. That's how you should be always motivated. And when you look at Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr and Uthman, unbelievable stories about them. Even Aisha radiallahu anha, his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, and Umm Salama and others, they excel. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was reference to all men in Medina when it comes to the knowledge of what the Prophet ﷺ life looked like. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, I found that any time the companions debate over an issue and they couldn't solve the debate to find an answer, they go to Aisha, فَيَجِدُ عِنْدَهَا جَوَابًا وَيَجِدُ عِنْدَهَا إِلْمًا. They will find an answer with Aisha رضي الله عنها. And she's just a young woman at that time. And that spirit carried generations after generations. One of her students is named Masruq. She said, إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَبْنَائِي. You're like one of my children. Masruq named his daughter Aisha. كان لا يقول لها لا قط. هذه بنت عائشة. His daughter is like what? I don't know if this is the right way to say, but like favorite daughter. I don't know if there is a favorite son or daughter, but if there is, that's his favorite one. Never said no to her. Upon his death, he was fasting. So the doctor said, recommend that he drink some water, hydrate. He said, no. He feels that that's it, no point. When she came, he knew that she will ask him to break his fast. He smiled and she said, you know what I'm going to ask you, Dad. He said, I know, but why would you want me to break my fast? She said, قالت أريد الرفق بك. قال والله ما صمت اليوم إلا أني أريد الرفق بي. قالت كيف هذا؟ قالت أن قال أنت تريدين الرفق بي اليوم وأنا أريد الرفق بي في يوم مقداره 50,000 سنة. I know you ask me to break my fast today because you won't make it easy for me today. But I'm fasting today because I want to make it easy for me in a day which is 50,000 years long, the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that zeal and strength to take that extra mile. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our deeds and our souls. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. If the power to do hard work is not a skill, it is the best possible substitute for it. Absolutely. We need to develop this desire for going that extra mile and remain conscious of one's progress and growth. Especially when there is opportunities. Just teach yourself. Maybe you cannot do this all the time, but there is opportunity come to you, grab it, take advantage of it. Some people said, Sheikh, but I'm worried to be exhausted. You know what? I'd rather run the risk of wearing out than rusting out. And that's what happened. We rust out. Always remember the reward that motivates you to go forward. Remember that this life is very short and you don't know when you're going to depart. And time is limited. Remember what's the purpose of your existence. Always look at models, model those who are higher than you, better than you in religion especially. Be in a company of people who motivate you, who inspire you to be better. Always say, Allahumma inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husn ibadati. Ya Allah, help me to perfect your worship, to worship you perfectly, and to always remember you, and to be always grateful to you. Take advantage of time, location, situations. Whenever you're inspired by something, take advantage of it. Learn how to take initiative. Don't overwhelm yourself. When a man said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give all my money. He said, no. He said, half. He said, no. He said, one third. He said, one third is a lot, but if you insist. It's about that, you know, fire inside your heart. Make sure that you take means that remind you, encourage you. Some people, you know, they have sometimes a reminder. One brother, as I know, he has in his wallet, you know, just a piece of paper, always remind him to give sadaqah. So every time he does, it remind him of giving sadaqah. Give some charity. You know, reward yourself when you do something exceptional. When you do something exceptional, reward yourself. So you keep encouraging, or others. Be aware of arrogance or showing off. You know, be consistent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these some tips and points hopefully will help us to be, you know, to be able to change our attitude towards deen and towards dunya, towards life and towards next life. That to always keep ourselves so that it's not about being good, it's about being great. It's not about just surviving, it's about thriving. It's not to aim low, but to aim to the high. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are suffering around the world. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allahumma inna nasaluka ya dhal jalali wal ikram an tahfazahum bihifdhik, an takla'ahum biri'ayatik, wa an tu'amina raw'atihim, wa an tastura 'awratihim, wa an taghfira lahum, wa an tuwahhida saffahum, wa an taj'ala da'irata sawi'a 'ala man dhalamahum wa 'atada 'alayhim. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أيد لهم من ينصرهم واخذل من خذلهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن ترحم المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحم المستضعفين المشردين في كل مكان، اللهم ارحم المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم ارحمك بإخواننا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وادر نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين وبين الناس عامة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واغفر لوالدينا وانزل علينا بركتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والمال والأهل والولد، ونعوذ بك من شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، ولي علينا خيارنا وأبعد عنا شرارنا، واجعل ولاية المسلمين في من يخافك ويتقيك، وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله، وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.